Welcome, y'all, to Critical Clicks! Your own clicks!
Damn my greatness!
That there's nothing I can do to save you.
Your own clicks!
Give it up for Jaws' host, Kevin, the Clicks Commander of Ruse, and Scott Cram Company Crampton!
Hey guys, I'm Kevin, the Clicks Commander of Fruze, here for a special episode, and my host, as usual, is...
What's special about this episode?
I'm in it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say maybe it was like a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air special episode where you and me are going to hug and you're going to have like some drug things, like you got addicted to like a very lame drug, like caffeine pills or something. I always felt like they were addicted to like lamer than normal drugs. None of them were like, I'm addicted to crack. Everybody's like, I'm addicted to speed, caffeine pills and coffee. And then they'd cry at the end and then they'd never talk about the problem again.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm Scott Cramp, Company Cramp, and welcome to Critical Clicks, an adult podcast for the competitive HeroClix player, where we put the hard R rating in HeroClix. Today we're going to be talking about your questions. We're going to be talking about a few different things, and it's going to be a little all over the place, but we will be talking a lot about meta. There is the most amount of fucking states ever coming up. Like, there is so much HeroClix coming up, all going towards nationals, and then nationals very quickly turns into worlds, and then we're done with HeroClix for the next year.
Is nationals really nationals, or is it just local event?
If you're talking about Gen Con is actually the national championship via HeroClix.
Yeah, but is it, you can call it nationals, but if you're putting a max cap to the amount of players you could have, is it?
Yeah, I hear you. It's weird that it's the same max cap as last year. That is unusual. I don't love that format at all. I always tell people, if you're missing one HeroClix event of the year, miss that. Like just going down the chain, because I think people know I kind of go to most of them, right? I think the most fun HeroClix event of the entire year, like the best one, if you're picking exactly one to go to, that's the Rock. That's the Scott Porter HeroClix for Huntington's event. You're raising money for charity. It has the best prizes. It has the best community feel. It has the most fun random stuff. It's HeroClix really nonstop. And even though it can get jobbed over a bit, that's not the Rock. It's not their fault in this case. And that's the most fun event. Next is Orlando, the David Newmark event, Champion Clicks. That's just a ridiculous amount of fun. Then Worlds, and then, you know, 100 other events, and then Nationals. Nationals has never been that fun. It's been a long time. I mean, you're there, you're at Gen Con, it's busy, it's very, very secondary, thirdary, and I'm not even doing it this year. I'm just going to Gen Con, playing in a bunch of battle royales and pulp tournaments, and I'm going to SummerSlam on Saturday and then driving back on Sunday for Sunday. Hopefully catch the last pulp event. Literally, that's my plan.
Oh, DoorDash scared me.
You didn't listen to any of that, did you?
I did. I was hearing you while also dealing with DoorDash.
Gotcha. What's your favorite event? If you told people just go to one event of all the events you go to every year or have been to, what event would you say is the event to go to?
Other than either Huntington's or Majestic's 2K.
I've never been to the Majestic's 2K. Is there a lot of people for that?
There aren't so much for the 2K. Well, there are and there aren't. So the reason why is because the 2K is all year long. Majestics throws their circuit on the West Coast. Yeah. And if ever you place in the top eight, it goes on a top down placement to let you go into the 2K.
Okay.
So a bunch of people generally make it in and they'll play and they'll still make it to like first or second, and their placing will go down to the next person. So what happens at the end, you get somewhere around like, I think like 60, 80 players that go to the 2K.
That's pretty
good. So, most show, not a lot, but most show. And then other show for the side events and whatnot, because at the end of the day, you're getting cash. but it's enjoyable because it's in Vegas.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's totally fair.
And then Huntington's, because, you know, it's just drinking, having fun with Scott Porter and nothing crazy. I mean, it's nothing like Worlds is enjoyable, but at the same time, you can't do anything other than the World Tournament at Worlds.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, there's nothing. One of the other things that just sucks about Nationals in general is I signed up for every Battle Royale, and I'm not joking. I bought a ticket right. for every single one of them. And I'm literally not kidding, except for Saturday, which I won't be at. So, sure. And
which you means know, you got to place day one and then yeah. you could do those. And if no, you don't, again,
I'm not in the national tournament. I'm not going to play for nationals this year.
Okay.
It happens on Saturday. It happens Saturday at 2 PM. I absolutely cannot find a way to be in Detroit by 5 and also play in a national championship at 2. I'm like third or fourth row SummerSlam. We got like, it's in my hometown, blah, blah, blah. So I got to go.
You know, and you also got to manage your own wrestlers. So
exactly. I got to manage my own wrestlers. That's what I do now. I got to get that Roman Reigns in gear, you know, make sure he's chop chop. You know what I'm saying? anyway, but
just make sure those knees don't buckle.
when do you think the last Battle Royale happens on Friday?
Oh, 9 o'clock?
4.
Really?
Yes.
So the venue closed at 6, hard 6?
I don't even know. But I'm just telling you, like, I'm Thursday's at 4. It's like, it's fucking so crazy. It's so crazy. Let me just double check. I don't want to get this wrong. Yeah, Friday, 4 p.m. Saturday, last event. U.S. Championship Finals is Saturday at 5. They might run more battle royales, but I don't think they are. They all stop at 4. And then Sunday stops at 1.
Yeah, hard shutdown at 6, hard shutdown at 3.
Yeah, okay. That's not fun. It's very, very expensive. And you end up with like 8 hours a day of downtime.
That's why I'm saying it's a local event, man.
Yeah, it's become a little bit of a joke. All right, but William, William K. Holla did ask a question about it. So how does Gen Con work as far as you wanting to play games? Because I only want to go one day. I'm not a big fan of the city, going for the whole weekend. I'm just curious if I can get my con stuff, maybe play a couple of better routes or something, and just curious. Thanks. I'm not sure what a couple of better routes is, but I'm thinking battle royales is what you meant. I have no idea. But basically, buy tickets in advance for battle royales, which is insane, but was a big factor last time. And you can always usually sell them or something. But yeah, buy a few ahead of time. A bunch of them actually sold out, which is insane. And just so upsetting. Like, just
really. I feel like they're gonna get refunds like the day of kind of thing. Just
I don't understand. It's confusing, but I know that you can if you don't redeem tickets, I know you can use them for Gen Con cash next year. Yeah. But getting a few of those might be wise. And if you're going one day, I mean, play in the pulp event or play in the silver meta event, they'll probably have reasonable prizes. That being said, a lot of times the battle royales are 1 hour and have nearly the same prizes. I definitely have played. Kevin, I think you've done this too, right? Where you play all day in states and wind up with, if you had won one battle royale in your top 8.
Yeah.
You get like a figure or some shit.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous.
Right? I'm not sure if there's going to be trophies or plaques or whatever. But you know, I honestly would put more of your time towards some of the cool states that are happening, because people are really putting out for those.
I mean, around 2016, 2017, I want to say it changed from being that if you're playing in the national, states, or worlds event, you are generally being treated at a higher caliber and with special product.
Yeah.
Around that time, like 2016, 2017 is when they went. So this is for glory and not for your own personal like investment. And you're like, what does that mean? And they went, yeah, so we are not going to give you anything special.
For your glory.
Yeah, we're not going to give you anything special. You want tarot cards? Too bad. You want bat objects that are just for you? No, not happening.
Yeah.
The utility belt stuff. They're like, you're just going to get con Ellie's. So if you want, you can play this all day. And yeah. get two con Ellie's, or you can play in a battle royal seven times in a day and get seven con Ellie's.
Yeah, you get so many of the cool things. And they do have, I believe they have a few special things that you're getting in battle royales that you can't buy.
Yeah, that they'll start doing battle royals and you're like, what? But I'm in the main event.
Yeah, I like battle royals better. And the hope is that it's going to be, it will be one of the newer sets. I'm not positive which one. But I imagine it would at least be Spirit of Vengeance or.
Well, there's, yeah, Vengeance. That set is supposed to release a week before a week before or a week after World. So,
yeah, it's also a great way just to get a bunch of collection. You know what I'm saying? Like, you buy one or two bricks less because, I mean, what's better than consistently picking and choosing the figures you need? Great way to get primes and, you know, uniques and all this different shit.
Now, with that said, side events also are the way to go in that. Last year, House of X was a side event, and if you won it, you got all the tarots.
Yeah, well, not House of X. I think you're thinking X of Swords, but yeah.
X of Swords, X of Swords, yeah. But you did get all the... right? you did get all the tarots, which is insane, and I think that prize out to like top four or something like that.
Yeah, for them getting there's a lot of great stuff like that. So yeah, I did sign up for the... event, but I know that there is going to be pulp events. They have announced that they haven't gone through the thing yet. They haven't, Gen Con hasn't released them yet, but yes, there is going to be two pulp events, two silver events, two theme events. I think it's silver theme and then two theme events, like just random things that are not part of any of their stuff. Mm-hmm. I think they should, I think they should mark out for pulp and just be like, here's the pulp estate. Here's the pulp national championship. Why the fuck wouldn't they do that? Like, literally, why the fuck? Like, if you're not giving a trophy, giving people a random title, all you have to do is say it.
They've done it before. I mean, we have so many people that have titles that'll never be won again. It was one and done. There's Roland, who has the online HeroClix World Championship title. There's Jake, who has the Golden Age World Championship title. There's you with so many random titles.
I have the most amount of random titles. If there's an event that didn't really count, I probably won that one
right
before it counted. I have so many of those. So many of those. Like
Pat has a Dragon Con World. I forget Dragon. Like when
I have the
when
most.
Rock went there the first year. They didn't call it. They called it Rock Championship, but they called it something else as well.
I won the first two titles. I do want to be clear though. I actually won the first two. Pat won, I think, the fourth.
You won before it became the Rock. So yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
I won two of them before it became the Rock, and then I won one of them before it became for money or something like that. I'm trying to remember. I still remember how horrible my team was, and I things are getting better. My team was X-Men Blue Base, and they had made the dumbest ruling ever for Gambit. Basically, he did penetrating energy explosion of 5 damage.
Correct. Back when that wasn't a thing, you couldn't.
Yeah, that was bonkers. It might not have been penetrating, but it was like 5 damage. And you could do it from your starting area. You just had to place the object right. And so few people knew about it. And literally, I remember I played a world champion in top four and killed his team on my first turn. And he's just like, wow, what do we do with the rest of this free time? Like, it was so bad. It was one of the worst things they ever did.
I mean, that's when team bases were broken. I won a world championship with team base. Like, that's when they were broken.
Yeah. Wait, when did you win a world championship?
I won 3v3 worlds. It's still a world championship.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, that's fair. As the current Silver Age world champion, I will, team champion. I'll be like,
there you go.
Yep. That sounds good. All right. Well, we have some stuff on the Rock and that kind of stuff in state. So let's get in the meta.
He picked 8 winning cocks. It's never been done.
You don't know what winning is. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
So Richard has a team. He calls it X-Men Rush. And it's Prime Mimic, Hope Summers, Gala Polaris, Maggot, Cyclops. The Cyclops that can bring characters back. Legacy Leech, 25-point magic, Axis Swords, Moira McTaggart, Grass Cutter, Cloak of Levitation, Sideboard, Gala Wolverine, Amp. I guess the question here, I still do think that Recruiter is a good power. Do you?
Recruiter? Yeah.
Like, but it, nobody plays it at all.
Well, so it's because there's better out there now.
Better, just better than Recruiter. I mean, stuff dies a lot.
The problem with the team is, like, I can see the synergy with his team. His team has some... It's great. It's synergistic. It would be better if theme teams was still a thing, but it's not. So he doesn't really have...
Hear me out. I feel like it might actually be better if you instead put on Mr. Sinister.
Yeah. Well, because Mimic, so the problem is you have a Prime, which is Mimic, and if you're doing a Prime, you have to make it worth it because there's a Destroyer Prime. And Mimic is not as good as Destroyer Prime. So right there, you're kind of dulling out your Prime slot. Then Cyclops is great, but at the same time, like, Mimic has charge. It doesn't have running shot, so...
Yeah, like Mimic's not really like you're hoping that Mimic doesn't die, but man, I feel like we're just past Mimic right now. Am I crazy? I gotta look up
right.
Mimic. Yeah, I gotta look Mimic, up Mimic. So like
Mimic sucks. Like,
so the Prime.
Think about it. For 60 points, you have Charge Flurry, Plasticity, right? And 3 damage. But for 50 points, you have Sky Tyrant, who does things across the whole map. Like,
yeah, you have Exploit, you have Psychic Blast, and you will get 2 additional powers that they have, right? So you'll probably get Invincible, but God, he is...
No, because it's attack... Oh, yeah.
Well, no stop damage clicks. Powers, you're hoping that he can just... But so he's outwittable, too. Like, don't forget that. He is very, very outwittable. Right. So, you know, yes, you can... I just feel like... I mean, you outwit his Mystics, or not Mystics, I'm sorry. You outwit his Invincible. Maybe he also has another rollout or something like that. But it just feels like Surfers will eat his lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he could kind of deal with Surfer in the sense that he could gain. No, he can't even just gain a power, right? Choose its way.
Attack or damage. Well, attack and damage.
I'm trying to think like, well, you could have Battle Fury, but I don't know. I just don't see it.
That doesn't help. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, nobody on your team has Battle Fury. I would probably I'm going to say if your team has a Mimic on it and you're playing in States, it's probably not going to win.
Right.
People need to
start the Gauntlet. They need to start testing against the Gauntlet. And the Gauntlet teams are, like you said, Carnage Surfer.
Yeah,
Arachnite.
Pretty much, he's fallen off quite a bit, but yeah.
No, Arachnite's still there. He's still really good. People just don't. He's so. This is the thing. You shouldn't expect everyone to have Arachnite, and you shouldn't expect everyone to have Destroyer Prime. And the reason why is because those two figures were pulled out of sets that legit were just not purchased. Low production, low demand. That's true, like. Yeah. So don't expect everyone to have them, but they are expensive.
I don't know. That figure is expensive, but the problem is, can't he just be force blasted a lot?
Arachnite?
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, you got to think if you play him at 100, he's got 2 stop clicks. If you play him at 50, you're probably playing 2 of them.
Yeah. I mean, he can't be stop clicked off of his, sorry. He can't be, he has toughness. Toughens regen willpower on his stock click. That being
said,
and it's
like a 19 defense or something. It's insane. He was going to 18.
Okay, well, let's just put it like this. So he does have stealth. He has super senses. He has 4 through 6 super senses.
He's got shape change if you choose it.
He has shape change if you choose it. Although you have to be very, and you have to play the soul sword on him. So he's 70 points, right? He's 4 clicks, 70 points. It just, I don't know. It just feels like it's not as good as it used to be. I'm more of a mark for 100.1, and I never say that. But it's just, you can't force blast him onto a stop click on that particular dial. You can't. Oh, and remember, you can outwit his super senses. You can always outwit his super senses.
Right. So, no, he's got the thing is, he's got potential. And the reason why is because he's won a few tournaments, right? And quite he's a done few, it
yes,
with,
absolutely. Yeah,
he's done it with either the combo of like Sakari and Iron Man to back him up as a secondary attacker, or Scarlet Witch to make it to where you have the double barrier and they just have to move into you and he just kind of hypers hits. It's one of those things where like he's just as good as Carnage Surfer, except Carnage Surfer needs to hit first in order to become extremely effective.
One of them doesn't. One of them does. Arachnite does not need to hit first. He is so. Hitting for the Flurry 4 is a lot better, although he has blades with a soul sword. It just, I don't know, right now it feels like I just force blast him twice and then I attack him Flurry. I feel like I could almost beat him with like, and I'm not saying this definitely, but it feels like, could it not be beaten with Chip carrying Star Sapphire and Casey Green Lantern? And it basically goes something like boot, outwit his super senses, Flurry Blades.
I mean, the problem is your movement distance is less than his.
That's the same, but yeah, I hear you.
If he's doing Alpha Strike, then he's probably being played with Kazar. So his movement distance is pretty insane. And then if it's not,
you like a Kazar kind of build for Arachnite.
The other one is you do a barrier build, right? So it's either or. And if you're doing barrier, then you're doubling it up so that they can't just fire hydrant.
You're definitely undeniably going to have a lot of motherfuckers that are playing stuff that can't be killed. And I don't think Prime Mimic is enough. So let's talk about the other one. Age of Apocalypse unthemed. Okay. Legacy Apoc at 100, Maggot, Legacy Lockjaw, Legacy Leech, Ellie McGregor, Cloak of Levitation. So you're trying to make Legacy Leech work. And I agree, Legacy Leech being carried by Lockjaw is not a nothing burger. I don't mind.
Because you're taking away Lockjaw's phasing. And the problem with not having phasing is he's literally, it's hard to get him around the map. I've tried it. It's really hard to get him around the map. You need something else to carry him.
I could be wrong because there's so many things right now that maybe Leech is the answer. Leech definitely beat Leech next to Carnage Surfer definitely wins.
Yeah.
Like that is one of the few things you can do to Carnage Surfer. And I agree with that.
The problem is getting him. So you have to remember the kind of maps that are legal.
Yeah.
And there are maps that literally make it to where like it's really difficult to get Leech across the map first.
Yes.
And Carnage Surfer can shoot through the map. It's difficult.
Yeah, like, there's Carnage a lot Surfer of stuff that like that. There's a lot of stop signs, even if you do have it. So
Sakari and Iron Man, Carnage Surfer, Death Metal Wonder Woman. Like that's the worst. Fuck, that figure should be banned. Death Metal Wonder Woman. I hate that thing so much.
I'm still kind of against Death Metal Wonder Woman, but I'll tell you why Death Metal Wonder Woman is good. It's largely because of how many turns people get nowadays.
Exactly.
That's the biggest thing. Basically, if you play fast enough, Death Metal Wonder Woman is a terrible idea. Like you can counter Death Metal Wonder Woman if you're playing fast, but you're not always playing fast. And if you stall at all, Death Metal Wonder Woman takes away that one kill from you. And now all of a sudden you're fucked.
You don't even stall. If you run up with a team, use the stop sign barrier properly. The other person has to figure out how to move around it to get their attack the turn after, right? Mm-hmm. By doing this, the two people playing their first turn have probably wasted 10, 15 minutes just on a strategy mindset. They're not doing anything wrong. They're 100% analyzing and thinking about how their turn is going to go.
I mean, it's so hard. The game is so goddamn hard.
Exactly. And then you only get, you get 3 to 4 turns now because of that. And then on your third or fourth turn, you 100% kill a figure and Death Metal Wonder Woman just goes, it comes back. So unless it's a shit ass figure, like a 3-click chief or leech or something like that, where you can kill it, bring it back and kill it again the same turn, it's probably not going to happen. Most of these things are like 30 points, 5 clicks. Like it's ridiculous.
But so hear me out. I want to say this again. You're going to hear a theme. One of the things that beats things more than it ever has is knockback.
Yes.
Shot gauntlets are one of the best things in HeroClix right now. And shot gauntlets on motherfucking Scarab is everything to me. Yeah. I know that I'm a broken record on that shit. But if you're sitting in the back and you have Wonder Woman, here's what I can literally do. Hear me out. So, yes, there's a way to position so I can't do this, but it's almost impossible to position your team where nobody's going to be able to go back into a wall.
100% agreed.
But if I have it, this is real. Turn one, I outwit your attack turn one, obviously. I outwit Super Senses on Wonder Woman, copy shot gauntlets. You probably use a commissioner attack because the lower one, you have a 17, no rollouts. I hit you for one, knock you into the wall. Next turn, you still don't have not next turn, but now I do the real attack with Scarab. I'm probably I share a keyword. So I'm at least a 12, probably a 13, multiple rerolls. I need to hit you. You at best have an 8, at best you have an 8, 19 or 20, but realistically I'm probably still going to hit it. And
a 4 or higher.
And you're like, oh, I stop click. Well, cool. You hit the stop click. Now knock back into the goddamn wall. You don't have damage reducers. Then Wonder Woman has to use it on herself, which she does 100% of the time, but that's just one turn. And now the Wonder Woman is pointless. Thanks to shot gauntlets.
Yep. And even if they do, like, say, for example, golden armor or something, it doesn't really make a difference.
It doesn't. So I want to give him real advice here. I think the honest truth, man, is I don't quite think either of the teams are good enough. I want Legacy Leech to work. And hell, if you can figure it out, fucking do it. And maybe it's I didn't actually check why he has magic. Does magic for some reason do really well?
She's a taxi. She carries.
Yeah, so she could have that power, leech, though, it with leech.
Right. And that's the problem.
She's not even a flyer, so she doesn't have inherent power. So the first team, I don't know how you're carrying him. Leech is like, I tried so hard. I thought leech was definitely the messiah. And maybe something's come out that I don't understand. But yeah, I don't got it right now.
Don't. Animals isn't a part of the gauntlet. Animals is definitely a part of the gauntlet.
It is.
Three maggots, lockjaw, and then
I mean that came in second place for silver. Yeah, it's so good. I think the only thing that maggots is bad against right now, the multiple poison thing, is actually the surfers. But I love the maggots. I think right now they're better than they were just a few minutes ago.
I think they go one like very close to equal on being able to beat or outperform surfers, because having Cosmo to turn off shit is just insane.
Yeah, Cosmo is a little better than leech, to be honest. I think Cosmo actually not a little. I think Cosmo is a lot better than leech, and he's not even 50 points. He's 45 points. He does a lot for your team. He should be played a tremendous amount, and he's not. He solves a ton of fucking problematic things. You don't want, you can get rid of all the super senses on all the figures all at once. Yep. That's
any defense good. Power.
Yeah. So I, if you want to play that maggot team, I would swivel to animals. Unfortunately, just like Kevin says, the fact he's usually wrong. George William Ung just wants us to mention that, and I feel comfortable with this. Let's do a shout out. The Philippines are doing their first states/provincials. They on July 1st, they're one of the only people doing anything July 1st. They are doing it in Manila and Cebu. I'm not good with this, man. I'm sorry. But congratulations, George, on doing that in the Philippines. That is awesome. At Whistle Toys Cafe in Manila, Magus Games in Cebu. I got to stop trying. A couple of friends and I made this Clicks MNL, which handles the tournaments. Very cool. Very, very cool, George. Congratulations. I think the state thing was something people have been itching for, and I'm so excited to help bring it here. David Hobbs, why doesn't Spider-Man fly, but Thor and Doom don't? Why doesn't Spider-Man fly? So the Spider-Man actually doesn't fly. HC Realms has that wrong. That Spider-Man, I believe, does not fly. Let me just double check. It's in HC Realms and it's like it flies. So everybody keeps thinking he flies, but the new Spider-Man. The Spider-Man does fly. 25 point Spider-Man does fly. Is it in HC Unis as well? Why did I think it didn't fly? All right. Well, anyway, I guess it does fly, but then why does Thor not fly? I mean, it's so weird that HeroClix would be inconsistent. I'm blown away by this. Yeah, you're right. The Thor that looks like he is flying is not flying. He's literally off the air floating. And Doom, I get. Doom doesn't always fly. But like Thor 100% can fly 100% of the time. So you got him, David.
to be fair, Thor doesn't fly. He throws his hammer. Does,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this one just doesn't throw his hammer all that hard.
All right. I guess he's just throwing. He's jumping in that pose and throwing his hammer.
He wants to find friendship and crack some thunder.
Aaron is debating between two teams to try below in the updated Kang Bang build. I do like Kang Bang builds. I've been a big fan of saying the word Kang Bang for a while now. Kang is getting two attacks a turn, less than three of Pentacles in his play. Then he gets a third. Spider-Man Robot lets me pull Kang back to safety after making his attacks. Miss Kang is there for support with her bystanders and her outwit. Nimrod Prime is there to pulse wave through the walls if needed. All right, so he has Kang the Conqueror, Galactus Herald on it, which, by the way, does not count as equipped, which is now kind of a big deal. Keeping a character that's not equipped is a very, very important thing to do in my humblest of opinions.
Because of Scarab.
Because of Scarab. Yeah, that's totally fair. You got Kang the Conqueror. You with Galactus. You got Miss Kang, Spider-Man Robot with radioactive clay. Interesting. Nimrod and Morbius. The one that allows him to Mobus and Mobus and the illusion generator. You got to use your points differently, man. Illusion generator. You really want him to have shape change that bad?
They're trolling us, man. They have to be.
All right. So how good is Kang? We've been saying not good enough for a long time, but it's worth.
No, not true. I played someone recently.
Yeah.
Fuck their team. Until I played them, I thought all these three figures sucked, right?
Yeah.
These three figures synergize so well, I've wanted to play it myself. So Kang the Conqueror.
Yes.
SPDR with what's the sword? The one that Skybreaker. Skybreaker on okay. SPDR, right? Because he gets three attacks if you do that. And then Madam Web. I legit saw this team and went, huh, that's easy beat. And then realized without like anything else, he just started wrecking people. And I was like, wait, what's happening? So I watched the game and I realized this combos so well. So Kang has his ability for senses. When he gets it, he heals one. If it's a six that's rolled, he heals three instead, right?
Yeah.
Madam Web takes off a token. You get a six on your senses. So he's always healing three. SPDR has the ability to hit three times. I didn't realize when SPDR dies, the token goes five squares out, right?
Yeah.
I thought it came out adjacent to it. I never read it closely. That five squares out allows it to go behind walls and shit. You don't need to see where it goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can put Kang just a bit off to shoot from a distance while also staying back far enough that if SPDR dies, you put the POG next to Kang, Kang runs away with it. They can't score SPDR. Kang literally can't die because he keeps healing three every fucking time. And then Madam Web is the only thing you need to keep alive because all she's so
you,
hoping
you for heard it right here, sixes. Aaron. You play Madam Web. That the team has to have Madam Web.
So Kang, Madam Web together, phenomenal. Try that.
Morbius allows him to do twice. I will note this. Morbius, M. Morbius plus Kang with Herald of Galactus. Let me show you what you're getting here, just so we're all on the same page. You get a character that can move five squares, shoot seven squares with two targets, and he hits for 13. He's a 13-4 Psychic Blast. Yep.
And then Cosmic now with
if he only moves five squares, he can attack again. Carnage Surfer is 50 points, and the Galactus makes him unoutwittable. Carnage Surfer is 50 points. I hate saying this.
Same thing.
Yeah, and yes, he is power cosmic, so he can't be outwitted. Can Madam Web do that with anybody on the sixes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, does she share a keyword? I got Madam Web is comically underrated. Like, she is so good that it would be reasonable to play her on every team. Mystical Spider-Man family. So, yeah, it's just a friendly character. Ignores runs through blocking characters. Yeah, Spider-Man family. She's good on that. But for 30 points, that banked Super Senses thing, it's pretty goddamn good. Yeah, he doesn't have anything. And prob, yeah. Singular prob, unless she's attacking or something. Or you just have a character that happens to do it. But Carnage Surfer is power cosmic. He moves seven for three, so it's 10. You get one additional damage, one additional attack. Or not one additional damage, sorry. One to damage, one to attack.
Right.
No, sorry. Same damage, because they're both Psychic Blast for four. Kang has a 13. He has a 12. And the movement is 10 swing. And his movement is
five, but
seven. So it's but it's four because Mobius says four squares or whatever.
Oh, sure.
Okay, Mobius.
Wait, are you talking about Kang or more?
I'm comparing. So it's 125 points to get to exactly Carnage Surfer,
which is 50.
Which is 50, and you can play two of them that heal off each other. That being said, I will say that Kang plus Madam Web, that's good. That's very, very good. But you have to make sure they can't outwit you. So these are, yeah. Yeah, so that's his first team. I would definitely say Madam Web should be on it if you're doing that. Next one is Dormammu X-Swap. The entire team gets Apocalypse's trait protection. Ducky Deadpool swaps against Scarab and Heavy Range team. Okay. That's fair.
Here's the thing. If you're doing X swap, you should be playing Dark Phoenix from Avengers 60. There's so much potential there with X swap now.
Hey, I haven't brought this up, but Scarab has TK. Can he take Water Train out from under you, then hit you with it? In a
water
range?
Terrain cannot be TK'd. However, all other terrain can be TK'd, I think.
Why can't water terrain? You can't hit somebody with water?
Well, you just look up. Yeah, smoke. When you look at TK, it doesn't say you can do it with water.
Oh, gotcha. It literally just specifies
what you
smoke and stuff like that. Yeah. I haven't thought about that yet with Scarab, but I think he could hit you with your own smoke marker, right? Don't you first get the smoke marker from range and then make the attack?
What do you mean for additional damage?
No, but to get rid of stealth.
Sure. I don't think, isn't the ruling that he can see through stealth anyways because he chooses the square and not the character? I got to go look at the way, and they've switched the ruling back and forth on that. So I don't know what's the most current ruling now with Scarab. Because there was a time where they said he can't see through stealth. And there was
he cannot see through stealth. He cannot see through stealth. But he can... God damn it. I'm trying to see if I just need an image of the powers and abilities guard really badly. And I cannot find, I can't find the Spider-Man one. Is this it? My God. Nope. I have it everywhere, but I can't find what, I can't find what TK does. I need the exact wording of fucking TK, and it doesn't appear to be online, so I'm not sure what to do.
HeroClix.com.
Yeah, it showed me the other one.
They don't have the Spider-Man powers abilities up?
They might. I don't know. Maybe you can look it up. I never have to look at that because I don't know how to play the game of HeroClix, so that's my big thing there. All right, so... swap options in Mr. Fantastic for trade removal marker. He is so hard to keep alive, guys. Mr. Fantastic, Emma Frost. If I run in to barrier and stop sign teams and manifold, if you alpha strike me with close, I like the options.
Interesting. Never mind. So TK says choose a terrain marker or single base friendly character within range and line of fire. Placed in square within range and line of fire that is also within four and line of fire from the terrain marker or character. This character can make a ranged terrain action as if it was holding terrain markers within range line of fire. Okay. Ranged terrain action. Targeting single character, blah, blah, blah. If terrain does not have a printed range value, the default is 4. If terrain marker does not have a printed damage value, the default is 2. After resolution, destroy that terrain marker without generating debris. So nothing about, yeah, I guess you TK water. Interesting.
So hypothetically then, is there any, what prevents Scarab from picking up an object under, using a range action to pick up an object underneath you and hit you with it?
Nothing.
Okay. So then basically Deadpool doesn't work anymore. Cause he said he makes everybody have Dolphin, but I can just remove the water terrain marker and hit you with it.
So,
yeah, why not?
I'm not an expert in rulings any longer like I used to be.
You never were very good.
Yeah, right. Even then. the problem is I know for a fact with the rulings now, like, for example, if you're a carry character, you can't move into their square because they until you stop moving and then place them into the new area, right? I think the same is true with the terrain. Mm-hmm. The terrain technically doesn't go away until the action is resolved, possibly. So I think it's a ruling you got to ask the wind to see if you can actually see that character or not. Like, does an illegal action become legal, basically?
Yep. So his team is Apocalypse, Genesis, Professor X, Carnage. Basically his team cannot be close attacked. The end. His team can only be range attacked, but I think that's fine because I just don't think Dormammu is good enough to win states. I like Kang a lot better than Dormammu, and I like him with Madam Web. I think Kang is just better. Do you have any theories on that?
Not
Kevin, if you had to pick between the two.
Yeah, Kang is better.
Yeah, Kang's not bad. He really isn't bad. And I do love that little trick. Jeff Dumas, my team is Saki Cloak, Prime Wonder Woman with Belt and Ring, Chip Scarab, like it, Aunt May with Clay. Okay. Double Flash Commissioner. Let's see. Prime Wonder Woman with Belt Ring. So I think that we know that you can't, we know that you can't equip Scarab. We've talked about that. I would rely on the healing of Prime Wonder Woman if you really need it. Because
why can't you equip Scarab?
What's that?
Why can't you equip Scarab?
Oh, God damn it, Kevin. You can't equip Scarab because if you play a Scarab matchup and you're playing one that's not equipped, the one that's not equipped can outwit you. And that power that he has that does range can be outwitted.
Yeah, so but then you just play, you could play Mad Jim. That way, if you're playing, well, you don't have to equip them immediately is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yes. Mad Jim is a way around that. Yes. So if you want to, if you don't play Scarab, then you equip him. I was playing that same thing, but his Prime Wonder Woman makes it harder to play Mad Jim, and Prime Wonder Woman is really, really good. So
it is, but it shouldn't be with a Scarab team. Prime Wonder Woman is up in your face kind of thing. Scarab is stay in the back. So the two don't synergize together.
I think that's fine because you have a lot. I think that I would remove Aunt May. I would put on the gauntlets. I would remove one of the flashes. Probably it's so tough. 20 points for that prob. That is really good. Maybe that's fine. I would just remove Aunt May, give one of the flashes, the clay and the other flash, the other thing. And then you have five, probably give Commissioner the clay and then give one of the flashes, the knockback thing. And yeah, it's fine. Nothing inherently bad about that. You can technically get 8 squares of barrier, which you might need to scare a matchup. Yeah, I would rely on the Prime one. That's my personal opinion. Do you have any are you looking at these, Kevin, or just listening to me read them? He has Sack, he has Prime Wonder Woman, he has Scarab, he has Chip. He has a double Flash, Commissioner, and Aunt May with Clay. I think that Prime Wonder Woman can give you the you know, if you want that power action to heal, do it.
I don't think Prime Wonder Woman's the right thing for, but that team's very similar to teams that have won tournaments. So
I love Prime Wonder Woman.
I don't understand why not just play the teams that have won because they synergize better. You're just trying, like, it's trying to make something new when it's not necessary. It's reinventing the wheel for no reason.
I like Prime Wonder Woman. I think that she's good on many, many, many teams. She hits like a house. I think, doesn't she share a damn keyword with Commissioner? I can't remember. I can't remember if I played her and they did because. But yeah, I can't remember. So she has Amazon, Batman, Deity, Future, Soldier, Warrior, Batman Family. I can't remember if any of it.
Soldier.
The Commissioner has Gotham City Monster Detective Police Secret Six. No, they do not share a keyword. So that's not incredible synergy there. But the big thing is she does make you pay hard for coming at somebody. She just does everything. She's a top 5 figure, in my opinion. So playing her is not necessarily a bad idea. Mad Jim might be a little bit better, but I don't know. I like it. I think it's good. I think it's good. I think that if you're asking me, could that team win? Yes, that team could win states. There's no doubt about it. And I think if I was making changes, get rid of Aunt May, because you already have healing and one healing should be probably okay. I don't love that Chip doesn't have the ring, but I guess it technically doesn't matter.
Because Chip doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it. I hope you have a lot of green constructs because on this team, hypothetically, you might need 3 green stop signs at the same time. Because Scarab, Chip, and Prime Wonder Woman all might want to generate one. Do you think any of Avengers 60th Chase team up cards are worth using considering they lose a swap trait? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Kevin, I have answers. Do you have answers?
Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
No, I hate when you agree with me. It makes me feel like I might be wrong somehow. It's weird. how am I? Did I fuck up? What's happening here? Okay, so we didn't super go through all of these in any of our reviews. We did not go through all of them. So basically, is Dark Phoenix, we'll go through them all really fast, okay? Dark Phoenix team up, Brute, Masters of Evil. If you are playing a Masters of Evil theme team, yes, I would consider playing her. But I don't think so. I think it's better to swap her than have the steel energy for everybody.
No, her brute. If you're playing with brute, it totally works.
A brute team.
So think about it. Sky Tyrant is brute.
Yeah. Okay.
So is Apoc.
So is every X-Men essentially, but yeah, X-Men yeah. get X-Men teams get crowded, in my opinion. And it's not like super steel energy, just steel energy. You're limiting so much of what she has for it. I think it's crowded. Is steel energy good? It is. Is her, changing her into King Killmonger when you need it? That's better. So I don't think so. I don't think so at all. King Killmonger gives every single person blades. And if they have blades, no, that's not better than swapping out King Killmonger. What if they don't have equipment? So that's not better.
Sure. Okay. You know what? I'll give you that one.
Okay. Doom Supreme. Doom Supreme is Latveria. That's terrible. But he's bad too. So, I mean, if you're not keeping Doom Supreme. Kid Thanos, safeguard opposing perplex. Yes. Yeah, that's way better than double fucking poison from Kid Thanos swapping to Ghost Goblin. Yeah, hard pass. Yeah, I'm assuming you agree with that. The Hound is kind of neat because, you know, he now is an X-Men, but then you're playing the Hound. That's terrible. Ghost Goblin. All right, here we go. If you're playing a Sinister Six, is a Sinister Six team, Sinister Syndicate team, a viable team?
Sinister Syndicate is viable. However, Ghost Goblin on Sinister Syndicate is not necessary, seeing how you have, if you're playing Sinister Syndicate, you're playing Spider-Man Prime.
Yeah. So it's 50 points. And if you're playing Sinister Syndicate and you have Spider-Man Prime, everyone, I believe, would get +1 to their attack.
Right, because he's a 12 already. So
So he's a 12. So they would get to 13. If they already have Sinister Syndicate, when they use it, modify their attack +1.
You're only doing this if you're playing Masters of Evil, essentially. Mm.
I think you're doing it if you're playing Sinister Syndicate, because that's a 12 and +1 is a 13. 13 attack is better. And he's probably one of the better Sinister Syndicates, which is one reason you shouldn't play Sinister Syndicate as a theme team. I think Iron Spider is a better to not play in a theme team. So the answer is I wouldn't build around it. I think it's a losing cause.
Yeah, because, well, Iron Spider just makes it to where you become.
Yeah, basically nobody on Sinister Syndicate is remotely as good as Iron Spider.
Right.
I mean, there's good people like Doc Ock's good, but like not that good, you know, not what we have right now where it's like I'm double Carnage Surfer, fucking swapping Masters of Evil. Scarab, all that. There's so many incredible pieces right now. All right, Iron Inquisitor. Clicked on the wrong one. Everybody keeps saying that making minimum range 7 for Outwit, Perplex, or Prob is very, very good. It's one, not you're not playing a shield team. Two, I'd rather swap him out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not necessary, and he's not a great enough figure to make that happen.
So. What the fuck? He's amazing, but he's better in swap.
Yeah.
He just is. Thor, I can't imagine I'm going to say yes to this, but I haven't read it. So, all right, if he's on Asgard, when a friendly character deals damage, the damage can't be reduced below 2. That's actually pretty good.
Yep, and that's more for Master of Evil than it is
Asgard. Yeah, if you're playing Masters of Evil, yeah, okay. I would probably play that. If you are playing a Masters of Evil theme team, I would probably play a non-swap Thor. You can't reduce it below 2. That's fucking great. I don't even know what to say about it. That's just really good. Fuck.
And he's 12 for 4 at 50 points.
No, yeah, he's not terrible. Like, he's not terrible if that was his trait normally. Like, if he was just like no team up card, no nothing, I'd be like, all right. And he has a stop click, so whatever. Nothing says he can't be healed off that stop click either. So, yeah. All right. And then the one you should consider, Mephisto. Basically,
not even should consider, fucking do it.
Yeah, this is insane, like beyond insane. And
there are so many good ruler teams. And so if you do a ruler team up, because it's Master of Evil or Ruler, and it should be Ruler. If Mephisto is on the list of theme team, that's Ruler. When he would be dealt damage from an attack, he may instead choose another friendly character within range and line of fire. If he does, that character takes one unavoidable.
So he's invincible, essentially. That's one option.
Just saying.
APOC, yeah, the option that
APOC is a Ruler.
Deity Mystical, basically, he may replace a die in that role. That's a global effect. He may replace any die in any friendly characters. When a friendly character within range and line of fire, oh, sorry, makes an attack, range and line of fire, my apologies, not global effect, makes an attack, Mephisto replace a die in that role with a 6. If he does, after resolution, deal Mephisto 1 damage.
Unavoidable. But yeah, I mean, if you got, like, it's Mystical. There's so many ways to heal with Mystical teams, so it's perfectly fine.
There is. I think people come at him hard as fuck, and he is very killable because, you know, a couple cowboy boots or whatever, and he's dead. But
he'll just come back. He'll just come back from sideline.
He doesn't. He doesn't have that power at all.
What? With the team up?
Correct.
Oof. Are you sure it's not just on the back?
Nope. No, it's not. I have the team up. It's not. They remove all of that stuff. So guarantees hits. That's huge.
Wait, that's fucked up. Every other team up usually keeps the basic abilities of the character.
Yeah,
but I think that's the first time I've seen a team up that loses the basic stuff.
It's probably pretty good that he doesn't. Because if you could
agreed, consistently, it'd be broken, but like,
yeah, consistently, you just deal him 3 damage, give him 30 points, but you've hit 3 times, and then he's going to pop up immediately right back. It's fucking crazy. So it's better that he is like this, because then he's at least dealable, and the characters do have to be within 5 of him. There's a lot there. There's a lot there, but
if they lose their abilities, then these team ups don't matter as much.
That's the answer. The answer is there are 2, and I don't think Masters of Evil. So the only thing I think, period, in all team up cards to consider is Deity Mystical, because there is a lot of I can't hit yous. And if you get to replace a 6, that means if you roll the 6, you have a crit, which breaks a lot of hero clicks, is being able to get consistent crits.
Yeah, that's true.
John, what figures from A60 are good candidates for a pulp team? John coming in with the hard ones. I like it though, John, because I know Kevin's squirming right now. He's like, what the fuck? I don't know this set. I don't know what to do. So Kevin, if you have time, pull it up, man. Take it out.
I know the set. Yeah, the Hulks are beasts. There isn't a single Hulk that's bad in this set.
That's true.
Plus you got Thanos.
So for pulp, in the normal commons, I don't think that there's anything in commons in pulp, with the only exception being possibly Iron Man, but there are have better options. It's really just if you need that Avengers theme team for some fucking reason.
So you got Spider-Man Robot as well, because he can basically, it's like a 8 square bat signal for robots.
It is. Robots is not a amazing keyword in pulp. That's the only.
You don't know that.
You can bring back Juggernaut, Apocalypse, Mystique. I'm going through them all real quick here. There is very, very, I'm almost done, and I haven't found a single good robot. Silver Swan. That's probably the best one. She moves out 12 attacks and then is brought back 8. That's pretty good, but it would probably be better just to, well, I guess I can't say play 2 Silver Swans, but It doesn't feel great. I don't like them. You're an idiot, Kevin. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not sorry. Oh, okay. All right. Here's one. Karma. Karma is good. Karma hit targets. Can't you stop? So being able to have her running shot, 13 squares, swing, hit somebody that can't use stop powers, and then bring her back. And she does shoot through elevated hindering and characters. So, and bring her back to safety, that would be playable. That's probably the most playable combo with Karma. And I do hear about Karma quite a decent amount. So yeah, I don't think Grandmaster. I think Thanos is playable, but I don't love him. Leader's a tier one figure. One of the best figures, period. He's a top 20 or 30 figure in pulp. I don't like Beyonder. I think he gets overwhelmed too easily.
The old one was better.
Yeah. I don't love Thanos either for reference.
If you just have a proper with him, he's pretty decent.
He is, unless they have stealth or a million things. And he's, when he comes right down to it, he's just a character that feels kind of hard to kill, but isn't actually that hard to kill, that hits you for 3 damage. That's not a lot in this format. Falcon is a tier one, in my opinion, a top 10 figure, maybe a top 5 in pulp. He can carry Party Thor out, and then Party Thor can wreck you. He can carry Red Widow out. She can wreck you. He can carry
the problem is because it's not a carry. It's just like place them there.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what's so great.
So 8 squares out instead of 4, which is a TK, like just insane for 50 points.
It is. It is insaner in this exact format too. So I think that in this exact format, you're just like, oh my God, what do you do? Doctor Strange, definitely playable. I mean, he's 60 points. He hits for 4 damage just right there. Makes that pretty good. His cool little smoke cloud thing is pretty dope. And then finally, I keep getting more and more talked into either of the Hulks. 100-point Hulk is very, very difficult to deal with. And 75-point Hulk with Falcon ain't bad either, man. Like, he's a 12-5. And you can't outwit shit on him. Like, I mean, you can't outwit him, but you can't outwit his reduced penetrating damage, roll a D6 thing. Right. So if you get hit, if you get lucky, he's great. And if you get unlucky, he's terrible. But he definitely with Falcon has that swing. That's everybody I got. You got anybody else? Anybody you like?
Nope.
That's no, you got nothing, Kevin. Oh, I'm sorry. War Machine will see tons of play on people's sidelines if you're playing Stark Industries. So just putting it out.
Yeah, but Stark Industries isn't really a thing, except in modern it is with Scar and Iron Man.
Okay. Yeah, you got. You got Mary Jane Watson at 15 points that has it.
Oh boy.
And then she can turn into the other one. It just makes it weird and tough, but yeah. But it doesn't work together pretty well. So not great. Not great at all. Okay. We are almost through here. Is Avengers Swap Team worth it to give Prime Hulk and Saki a cloak? Unfortunately, it's just not. The swap teams right now,
With that said, Prime Hulk should have cloak.
Prime Hulk is amazing with cloak. I've now played Prime Hulk a decent amount. I talked about it last episode, but he is phenomenal. Phenomenal. You have to have 2 Captain Americas on your team to do it, right? So you have to have swap and swap. And I just can't figure out how to do it. It's a lot to give one additional person a cloak. I ended up just pivoting to going to Carnage Surfer for that reason. Because I think that's a very, very pricey cloak with how many things that can go on your sideline. And what are you really doing it? If you don't have anything in your sideline and you're like, I can do this. Sure. Go ahead. But Scrappy, so good. War Machines, so good if you're playing Saki. That's 2 spots right there. That only gives you 4 spots. So you better.
Oh, then you have Destroyer Prime.
Yeah, you could if you're. No, you're not playing Hulk Prime and Destroyer Prime.
Oh, you're right.
Never mind. You cupcake. All right. I'm excited. I'm on the ball today. I'm not usually the one on the ball. I'm usually falling off the ball. Not on that ball at all. All right. So close, and then I refreshed and I lost the whole thread. Holy shit. We were going through 11 comments this whole time. We're going to have to do speed round. We now have 33. Fuck me.
I blame you.
Yeah, that's fair. 80. Okay. Spider, here's a team from, are you with me, Kevin? Are you looking at these 2 or no? All right, Joe Garcia, with the sideboard of Masters of the War Machine Scrappy in the works. Okay. Joe Garcia, Spider-Man with the all-black Necrosword attached. So he's going hard and just saying, fuck you, I'm killing your Carnage Surfers. And you know what that plan might do? That might work.
Spider-Man has great reach.
Yeah, he's really, really... What's it? Yeah, this is the Prime Spider. I love Prime Black Spider. I think he is phenomenal. Much harder to deal with. Really, if you are playing against him, though, you need to just outwit his charge. That is how you beat him. But anyway, he's fucking amazing. With all Black Necro sold, so 95-point commitment to him. Honestly, I like it. I like that more than I've liked almost anything. Sicari and Iron Man with Cloak. I get it. That makes sense. King Killmonger swapping.
That's neutral.
Yeah. King Killmonger, Venom Magneto, Darkhold, the Commissioner, Madam Web.
Okay. That's got potential.
Where's the Prime on this?
Spidey.
Oh, yes, of course. All right. Yeah, that's right. The Darkhold on Venom Magneto, that is an okay idea.
I think Darkhold will go on Commish.
He has no barrier.
He does not. He's expecting to go out and hit. He's playing on a small map all the time.
When he wins map, which is not theme, so half the time, you mean, or a little less than half the time?
Like I said, he's expecting. I didn't say he's...
Yeah. So this looks like it would lose very, very hard to...
On a big map.
On a big map. Like, basically, can this win on Morlock Tunnels against Scarab? I don't think it can, man. I don't think it can.
It can't beat Scarab. It has trouble in Morlock Tunnels. If you're playing Detective Team with Martian Manhunter, it's just fucked.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's got potential.
It's a very good aggressive team. I feel like you're so aggressive. I don't think you have maybe that Darkhold needs to turn into a fucking ring on Commissioner. No, not Commissioner, on Madam Web, maybe, because she doesn't usually take power actions. And then at least you can make some barrier. I don't fucking know, man.
At the same time, Madam Web is not the right choice for that team, I don't think.
Well, the Spider-Man. I get what
he's trying to do. Yeah, he wants to double Spider-Man. Bob and whatnot, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hey,
and he wants to be able to move through blocking and surprise people on Morlock Tunnels, but it's just not going to matter.
All right, Eric Adams. Other team has run Mad Jim Jasper and stacking Steph Spider-Man Green Lantern. Allows for one turn for a turn one chaos marker, but I've had so much fun with Spidey, I'd hate to lose him. So after every team I faced that wasn't running him as well. Okay, Eric, Jim Jasper, Zaki. Okay. All right, so he is running Spider-Man with Symbiote, Scarlet Witch with Darkhold, World's Finest, I like World's Finest, with Utility Belt, of course, Venom Magneto, Frogman, Green Lantern. This is KC Green Lantern, to be clear.
Doesn't matter. It's Frogman. It wins. I love me a Frogman. I still haven't broken him. I got to figure out a way to break him.
He's good.
When Frogman is in your face, you cannot fucking deal with him. The problem is getting him there. I still can't make it work.
I can't either. Jesus Christ. All right. Hear me out. Take off Frogman, Green Lantern. I don't know how you're surviving. I just want to be clear. I don't get how this survives.
He's hoping KC Green Lantern's plus three is the defense. So that if anyone has a chance to hit him, it's going to be good enough. But you're right. First off, it's RNG to hope that you're going to get that. Secondly, if you're playing against like a Doom, it's just not going to work out for you, bro. Like Doom Scarab is really tough to deal with.
I would recommend you attempt... At least look at, like, try a game where you play Scarlet Witch with, I would recommend a game where you attempt to play Scarlet Witch with Falcon and then drop World's Finest Frogman. Drop World's Finest for Saki with the cloak.
The best Scarlet Witch team I've seen was the Huntington's event. I think he won it. Well, because they went to a roll off, it didn't matter. But
the Huntington's one didn't go to a roll off. But I played a ton of Scarlet Witch, and I went undefeated with Scarlet Witch.
Was it the one after that that went to roll off then?
It was the Kilted Classic that went to roll off.
That's it. Yeah. Where it was Arachnite, Scarlet Witch, Chip, Casey Green Lantern, and Death Metal Wonder Woman. And I talked to him and was like, wait, how are you getting across the board? And he goes, I'm not. I'm double burying and making it to where no matter what happens, you can't kill my piece twice. You can kill one of the pieces, it comes back. And when it does, Scarlet Witch is just going to drop the hex. Drop the hex, get you in it, and Arachnite's going to hyper across and hit you every time.
It's amazing how much of the team Spider-Man plus Scarlet Witch really becomes. You know, like that.
Yeah.
It's over half the team. And Scarlet Witch can't get around. So then it's 200 points, basically, if you add Falcon into it. I want to note that Falcon's power is a trait. So Scarlet Witch's thing doesn't actually go around it. So while technically Mad Jim Jaspers is a better idea, you're asking to keep Spider-Man. And I think the only way to play Scarlet Witch effectively then is to use Falcon. And then Falcon can reposition Scarlet Witch the very next turn and he hasn't lost anything. Could they sneak around Scarlet Witch and hit him while he's in the rune marker? They can, but all they did was kill Falcon.
Yep.
And that's not an amazing, amazing trade-off.
Wow, so, that's a great tactic, Scott. How'd you come up with that?
I don't know if you're talking about that or not. What? I can't tell if you're being sarcastic. Did you say that? What happened? I came up with that a bit ago.
I'm actually giving you a compliment, but I think I got to take it back.
Yeah, that's fair. I've been talking a lot about Falcon, basically.
He's got potential. He's definitely got, like, it's crazy that he's not super rare.
All right, Jonathan Virgo, Pulp Mission Point Team. Oh, God, man, you might break our brain.
I'm the Mission Point King.
All right, Pulp Mission Point. You're the Nosebleed King. Pulp Mission Point Team, make a ton of fogs to base up your opponent, fill the pizza box, or be mastermind fodder for Deathstroke. So Deathstroke, Red X, Kate Pryde. Kate Pryde can get to the back of the map in a small map turn one.
I mean, Red X thing.
Make also the guy get three or something like that. So Kate Pryde almost guarantees three mission points, oftentimes six. Cyborg, Star Sapphire, Mary Jane Watts, Mary Jane, Multiple Man.
I see what he's trying to do. It's not going to work. You're just feeding points. You're not going to win in time.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, it's not bad, though. I like Kate Pryde and Red X. Star Sapphire can't make anything. She's just a normal piece. I think Mary Jane's definitely the right call on here, too. I agree with that. Mary Jane Red X is clever. I'll give you that. Deathstroke being there as a bodyguard is clever as well. You need something that's going to get you more barrier or, like, let people live more. Maybe what you need is Watcher, and then at least you have the 19 defense, or maybe it's Wanda Maximoff to get you a 19 defense. Something that's going to keep people more alive, because everybody has like one or two pulse waves in Pulp, and they're going to wreck your face with pulse waves. Does Red X bring out Red Raven? I guess it must. If not, maybe Cyborg does. I don't know. George William Young. Any teams in mind with King Killmonger and Iron Inquisitor both on a team? In my opinion, I don't believe playing double chases is a good enough strategy.
Double Carnage Surfer.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean any fucking chases. I meant the Masters of Evil one, which he was asking about. I don't believe that the two of I think that they're very point efficient, meaning like, oh, I don't need to play 10 point Aunt May because what's her name heals, and because Phoenix heals, right? oh, I don't need to play a 35 point leader or a 25 point TK piece because I could swap for Iron Inquisitor and get that extra thing. I don't need to definitely have that extra perplex because I could get it if I wanted to. That's where they're point efficient. None of them are good enough on their own.
Yeah.
Like they're all kind of helper people that maybe can turn into fourth string attackers. I don't think that they're better, so I would say no.
The only one is maybe Dark Phoenix because of the move for the two friendly
brutes. If you happen to have some kind of, you know, brute thing going and you really want to do it, but then you have to argue, you can't even give them both free attacks because it would be coming from the same source, I think. Or no, it's not a free, is it? So you could do it. So maybe there's something there with Hulk attacking three times with two of them, but I don't love it. Are we undervaluing Wonder Woman, or does she do just enough for 50 points?
That's not a Wonder Woman. She is fucking, she should be banned. She's broken. There's no undervaluing there.
Like, and there's definitely nothing about us people undervaluing one of the most played pieces in HeroClix, unless you're talking about a different Wonder Woman, man. And you're going to have to be more specific because there's so many. I'm sorry.
I'm glad I didn't play when you could play two of them. I would have fucking flipped the table.
Yes, that's fair. George Adano, this is a team I'm considering running for states and potentially Canadian nationals. It's basically a ton of berry, Mad Gem swap items based on what need for Scarab. AV-60 chases bring more defense with Inquisitor, who can copy powers from KO'd constructs. Oh, that is cute. I forgot about that. Do KO constructs go in your... I guess they go in your KO area, don't they?
They do.
Yep. Interesting. Okay, hey. You just taught me something, buddy. I like that. A way to give, we can give Inquisitor barrier now pretty fast. And then just bring it back next turn with Chip. All right. King Killmonger also have the all black Necro Sword to either have Scarab ping 1 inch damage at a time, copy shotgun, let's equip the sword using gym, or equip the sword to a Master of the Evil chase and then swap them out to drop swords to Zach. You can equip it after having picked up two objects anyway. I don't think you have time to do the last thing, but let's look at the team. So Scarab 50, Iron Inquisitor, Saki, Mad Jim, Chip, Molecule Man, Commissioner. Molecule Man has Super Soldier Serum on him. That is not worth copying.
He doesn't need that.
There's Cloak of Levitation on Saki. Nothing on Scarab. That's correct. Radioactive Clay. Chip has that. I would switch Molecule Man.
Why would Chip have Radioactive Clay? Just give him the ring. It's free.
Commissioner has Radioactive Clay. So you have Molecule Man right now, and Molecule Man is great. Don't get me wrong, but I actually like Star Sapphire better because she has a 10 point equipment. Oh God, you have no room for swapping shit. Holy fuck. Correct. That is dark. All chemical fire in sideline. Not the right call there, man. I would put the Darkhold, being able to have Scarab have double, either having him have the Darkhold or putting it on somebody and then having him copy. I would take out all black. All right. I would play Star Sapphire, take off all black. Why did I say all black? I'm sorry. You have Shock Gauntlets, all black Necro Sword. That's fine. Radioactive Clay can switch for Shock Gauntlets. That's fine. You have another 10 point equipment, replace all chemical fire. It's not that good with the Darkhold so that you can potentially do it once or twice. Oh, you have the emotional modifier just on Mad Jim, but you have no ability to swap for anything. And then Doom Supreme, Dark Phoenix, King Killmonger. Maybe take off Dark Phoenix, not Dark Phoenix, Doom Supreme. Maybe take off Doom Supreme.
If you're playing Mad Jim, you cannot play replacement characters. His shit already takes up the sideline. Like it's
I think you can. This might be proving that you can. It's not bad. It's not bad. Okay. We might not get to all these guys. Mad Jim, who was saying this? Logan Carroll, Mad Jim, 60 Arachnite, 60 Arachnite, Wonder Woman, Casey, Green Lantern, Felix Faust, Golden Armor, Scott Porter. That's not a playable figure.
Yeah, it won't be playable by states, but I mean, yeah.
It won't be playable forever. I'm not going to review. I'm sorry, man. I'm not going to review that because I also don't think you can play a double Arachnite without one of them having the soul. I think you have to swap out for Soul Sword. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you definitely.
Sword. He's having Mad Jim.
Yeah,
he power could do action it. The Soul Sword.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can't. It has to be from the sideline. You can't put him out and put it out of character on the sideline. So
what?
How can you do that? You can't put it on a character. You can't put Arachnite can't be equipped with a soul sword and have a soul sword on the sideline. You can't play two of the same objects on your team.
Yes, you can.
What? No, you can't. Are you saying like he could just equip Arachnite and Arachnite with soul sword?
Hold on, let me look up Matt Jim real quick.
No, it's from the sideline. You got to look up the thing of objects. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Logan, it's probably a great team, man. But in total.
Yeah, only one soul sword.
Yeah. Brad, why? Jonathan, what? And Josh, who? another option from Logan, Arachnite, Doom Supreme. So swap there. Teen Lantern, Sicarian Iron Man, Cloak of Levitation. 80-point Spider-Man and Scott Porter. Again, Scott Porter is not going to be legal for like, I don't know if Scott Porter is going to be legal. Yeah, I don't know if he'll be legal for Worlds, just to be clear.
It will. They said it's coming out a week. They said their original goal is to get it to come out and be shipped and legal for Worlds event. However, will that actually be true? Perfect
scenario.
We don't know. Yeah,
it's a perfect goddamn scenario. I just can't review it, man, because when the Scott Porter thing happened, I have no idea because everything's going to be different. Like, I do like Spider-Man Prime, and apparently a lot of people do. Is Mephisto a must play with the new 860 chases? No, not at all. I'm not even playing it. I do not think he's a must play. I think he's a very good play. I would compare it to when you play a 30-point Flash, playing a 20-point Flash. Yeah. I don't blame you for playing a 20-point Flash. That kind of TK and Proverb is very good. But must you? No. Mephisto is still relatively, he's an outwit prob piece for 30 points. I think, like, for example, I chose to play Commissioner instead because they're very, very close. How much of your team shifted with how much of your team building shifted with King Killmonger existing? Are you purposely not equipping your heavy hitters or running the risks? I am now not equipping at least two characters. Two characters that can actually deal damage. But I do want to note this. King Killmonger is just super senses. Like, we have a million characters. Literally, Prime Spider-Man has 4-6 super senses that can't be outwitted. King Killmonger is very good. Don't get me wrong. And I will be, my counter to it is I don't equip Scarab. And I don't equip one other attacker that I'm blanking on. But I don't equip Scarab. That's my kind of counter to it. And my hope is that I could get rid of him somehow from that way, but we'll see. What advice do you have for players who want to be competitive but can't afford to pay to win? Can you be competitive without dropping tons of money on the current broken pieces?
100%. Kang, Conqueror, $10. SPDR, $8. What's her face?
There's stuff. You got to be particularly crafty with what you're purchasing. And there's stuff that's kind of out of the rotation. Like Spider-Man Prime isn't all that expensive, for example, and he's been pretty good.
What format are we even talking about? Because there's
yeah.
I mean, Animal's the honest team truth, isn't Wesley that expensive.
Is,
like
the truth, Wesley, is Pulp. Pulp is the answer. Pulp is great. Become world champion of Pulp. Because this shit is getting outrageously expensive. Again, and my
it's
current
gonna have
team,
the same pricing as the world champ of
it probably Worlds. Will. Like, it probably fucking will. It will probably even include a Hummer. All right. Joe Garcia just said hearted Edward Delgado. Okay, cool. Destroyer is sidelined. Edward is Scarlet Witch at 75, Arachnite, Green Lantern, Felix Faust, Mephisto, Saturnine, Soul Sword. So Soul Sword on Arachnite. First off, everybody should be using hcunits.com. HC Units is so much better than anything else. Please use HC Units. Everything else is garbage. All right. How are you getting Scarlet Witch in place? I like Arachnid 100. That's fine. And it doesn't seem like it's that hard to hit. Like, I gotta love you, man. I don't love it. You Scarlet Witch takes more of an investment than just playing her.
Yep.
You have to be able to swap her, or you have to use Falcon, or you have to have a lot of TK. And I'm not seeing. I'm seeing Saturnine's singular TK. Does double Grand Prize Apocalypse make a great team?
You kind of just do Apoc Genesis if you're going to do that. Two Apocs together doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I would actually agree with that. I think Apoc Genesis is probably slightly better for that because they carry each other. They can blow barriers, that kind of thing. I think there's just so much better things, though. I think we're getting farther away from that being good. If that makes sense.
Yeah. The problem is because Apoc Genesis, when you play them together, you're doing it to add other people into a theme team that allows them to get the ability. Mm-hmm. In reality, Apoc Genesis don't actually do shit. They usually sit in the back.
Wow, this is crazy. Another Spider-Man Prime, Scarlet Witch, Saint Walker, Sicarian Iron Man, Cloak of Levitation, 60-point Doctor Strange. You need to replace
it's got potential.
Yeah, it does, but you got to replace a 60-point Doctor Strange with something that's going to move Scarlet Witch better. I would replace it with Mad Jim. And yeah, that's what I would do. I think Mad Jim is a nuts idea.
Your thing is,
you know what's funny? Scarlet Witch
needs the book because she starts with a book, right?
And yeah, she starts with a book and then she can easily switch to the Angler for free. And she's not legally allowed to not start with the book. It literally says that.
Right.
All right. This is not AC units. Wonder Woman, 75. Colossus, 50. Deathstroke, 100. Daredevil and Fred. All right. This is a pulp team.
No.
God, Wonder Woman at 75. God damn it. It's not usually a good sign when I have to relook up somebody. Wonder Woman. Trying to remember what 75-point Wonder Woman does. Batman team up? Oh, heal friendly character one click, giant reach three, quake when she hits after resolution since characters can't use damage powers. If that's a defensive powers, I would use that, but that is not what it says.
Correct.
No, man, I'm sorry. That is not a good enough figure right now. There's too many good 50-point figures. She's 75. I'm sorry, Bruno. I gotta say, using rally dice to heal when hit, Daredevil for Prob and Spider-Man, Spidey TA sharing.
Plus, I don't like Deathstroke enough in that he doesn't die, but he also, if you just, you don't have any way to put him out there to do your pulse on multiple targets and potentially.
Yeah, you need TK a lot. Also, not for nothing, if you don't know, Falcon can also carry Deathstroke because they both share Soldier. Just a cement Falcon as more of a thing. And all right, guys. Two more comments. God damn it. Can Starbrand go the distance in the meta? No.
No.
Knowing that she could hit a ton of people for 6 damage each. That is not actually how she works.
Correct.
And is Scott Crampton Starbrand's best friend forever? Yeah, Starbrand's great with me, and so are a lot of people. And remember that you can bring in Scrappy with me. I'm going to keep saying it until I die. Nothing is worse than killing a 4-point character, doesn't even count as a 5-point character, and then you bring in a 25-point character. It's fucking great. It is great. All right.
The piece we haven't talked about that legit I think everyone should take a look at is Clea from the new set.
They will ban her. I'm not going to talk about her because she's going to be changed. But very technically, yes, right now. Isaac has built, 100 people have built a Clea team that cannot be attacked for any reason. You can use a bunch of combinations, comes together really, really fast. They literally built it on the JSA podcast. She is not good. She is broken, and not even broken like a fun broken. She's broken like you could go to a guaranteed roll off in a Clea versus Clea matchup without anybody being able to ever place an attack. And if you were not playing Clea, you are incorrect because nothing beats Clea. Nothing. You can't target a single character. You never will be able to target a single character. You cannot pulse wave. You would have to, you like to get around it. You need like a 9 or 10 square pulse wave. It is insane bonkers. It's never going to work. Cosmo shuts off the pulse wave. And then all you get if you pulse wave is like one or two characters that can just heal and you hit them for one. It's awful. So anyway, Klee is the best thing ever. All right. Our last one. Damn it. What do you think will rotate after Worlds and why? Kevin, what do you think?
Your mom.
Yeah, she will. She will rotate. How deep of rotation do you think they're going to go?
You know, it's interesting because so the way it works is it's always been 2 years, right?
Yeah. Or two worlds.
Right. And so I think we'll probably do that. We'll go up to War of the Realms. Because War of the Realms will start of February 2022. I think War of the Realms will stay in. Everything else behind it will go out.
Hear me out. This is only a guess. I think they might actually do go all the way and the oldest set will be Exo Swords.
They have done that before. They did that.
And because if you strip away a lot of that stuff, my God, Disney Plus is good. You know, like they just.
Yeah. So I played recently in a tournament that did what they considered a postmodern rotation where they did it at X of Swords. And it was definitely interesting. The craziest part was the fact that like your equipment was just swords and Spider-Man.
Yep.
Like it's weird having just that minimal amount of equipment.
Yep. Also, not for nothing on a Clea team, beyond stop signs and 100 other things, you can put two Rocket Raccoons there and they'll never be able to get to as well. There's about four and you can't target them without wit either because they can't be targeted. There's like 40 things that you can do to get around that. There's like five versions of the Clea team that are so broken that it's ridiculous. War of the Realms is fine. I don't honestly think anybody plays much from War of the Realms other than Destroyer Prime. I'm looking at it right now. What am I missing?
Not a lot. Disney Plus is really the problem. Disney Plus equipments are great. The figures in it are amazing. You got Sakaarian Iron Man, Party Thor,
Watcher. Watcher's broken in Pulp.
Right. Yep.
Makes Pulp a little bit unfun. If I was them, I would go bold and just do X of Swords, and then it will feel like almost everything has the lower kind of stats.
Right now, it's kind of like I tell people when they go, "Hey, I'm playing Silver," I'm like, "That's cool. It's not really Modern Plus because Modern is essentially Silver. Like, there's only a few sets added. Modern is so fucking vast right now.
It is way too vast. And if I had my druthers, I would have them get rid of Exos Swords and start on Hellfire Gala. Fuck everything.
What I hate from Exos Swords is Taros.
Yes,
Taros are so fucking. It's BFCs. Why they brought BFCs back?
Thank you. God damn it. I hate agreeing with you, Kevin, but fuck. I hate tarot. I threw up my hands. I almost wanted to quit when they came out. I hate them even more now, and I hate them a lot more now that I lost all my tarot cards.
I'd be okay if the new DC Injustice set had negative tarots. Positive things, you would do negative things because of a villain set.
No, stop making Modern more complex.
Or we just do the same thing BFCs did. What was that one BFC that said no BFCs allowed? You just play that.
Yes, I'd want five of them. Five of them, one for every tarot, and you can just be like, cancels it, fuck you. That's what I would do. Nothing was more satisfying than Ordinary Day. And then there was for a while, I think that they allowed you to use two of the Ordinary Days because they printed them. So that's what I brought every time. I brought two Ordinary Days.
Yeah, and everyone like, did. And they went, oh, wait, you're playing Ordinary. Then there's no point in me wasting points on
absolutely. Because people fucking hated it. I don't want to play a card. If I wanted to play a goddamn card game, I'd play Magic. I'd play a different game. I don't want tarot cards. They break the fucking game. They're stupid shit. There's Like people win because they top deck something dumb. It's supposed to be a strategy game.
I've had so many times where I've outplayed my opponent and they pulled a tarot and I was like, you son of a bitch, the game's over.
And I have definitely won games that I got outplayed in because I pulled the tarot. So that's it, guys. Thank you very much for all your questions. I thought we were going to have to do a bunch of shit. I was like, well, Kevin's like, what are we going to talk about? I'm like, oh, but you
all
guys,
my penis jokes have it. To wait for next week.
Yeah. You guys filled it the fuck up. That is it, guys. Thanks a lot for listening. Until next time, this is Kevin and Scott reminding you that if you're not playing competitively,
you might as well be playing with yourself. Good night.
Good night. You know, Kevin, that means touching yourself, like masturbating. It's a masturbation joke. Did I ever tell you that?
Oh, furiously. Yes. Furiously masturbating.
Yeah, the you might as well be playing yourself. It's a double entendre. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it means two different things.
That's a big term. I don't know.
Yes, it's pretty cool.
Is that French?
You're French.